This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to get back to these calls here in a minute, and we're going to talk about this San Francisco DA, and I have emails to get to. We have something else we have to address here real quick first, and this is something we're going to try to do more regularly on the show. So I can't do it all the time and every time it happens, but there's some breaking news out there, and it won't get a lot of play. I realize that. This stuff kind of flies under the radar, but Marine Corps Osprey looks like it went down and crashed in California. This just happened, so don't worry. You're probably not going to be seeing it on the news. Looks like a Marine Corps Osprey, a plane, went down and crashed in California. Kind of a plane, I guess I should say. It's a long story, but it looks like 4 of our guys are dead. I have argued this point for a long time, and I'll always believe it. We talk about war heroes a lot. I mean, we do Medal of Honor Monday every Monday, right? And we talk about these guys and they're charging machine gun nests and putting people in the ground and they're diving on grenades. And we talk about these guys. And honestly, they make movies about these guys, right? We want to go watch that. I want to go watch the guy who runs across an open field and carries his buddy 500 yards to safety. Like, we watch those movies and we honor these guys who go, and he's charging up Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, and he catches a round and he dies, and we celebrate him as a hero. And I've always believed the guys who die in training deserve equal hero treatment. They're just as willing to go. They gave their lives for their country. Oftentimes it's not their fault, but even the times it is their fault, look, even training is a dangerous gig when you're dealing with, you know, weapons and planes and helicopters. Every time I got in a helicopter, I thought I was going to die. So I thought it'd probably be very, very appropriate to send our boys off with some taps tonight. Semper Fi, brothers. All right, let's get to some more of these here. Debbie in New York. Go, Debbie.
Hi, Jesse. How are you? I just wanted to call and make a comment regarding, you know, suffering for things that you really love and giving up things. But first, I want to just thank you for your service in the Marine Corps.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to let you know that it feels great to give up Verizon for a cell phone and for a home. So all I have is Wi-Fi. And I gotten like an off-brand cell phone carrier service, and it feels great. And I'm just encouraging a lot of people to do the same, because that's what we need to do to turn the country around. We need to go against these corporations that are not for American values.
You're 1,000% right. Why didn't you switch to Pure Talk though? Debbie, you can have the same service. Switch to Pure Talk. They love the country.
I just picked something, and I had gotten a great deal. I'm paying like $10 a month, and I also pay for my mom.
Yeah, so, I hear that.
But I'll look into that if I do drop this cell phone service. It's actually working very well right now.
I got you. Well, cool. Good call. Put your money where your morals are. I love it. Jeffrey in Denver, go.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing tonight?
Go, boss.
My friend actually has an Audi A10. Before I get to my comment, I wanted to tell you, she paid $208 for it, and she has a Lamborghini Huracan, but she loves the Audi way better.
Well, I'm not looking for a $200,000 car, Jeffrey. Good grief. I do radio, not in banking.
Well, I anyway, mean, you're ahead, syndicated, buddy. After all, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to call. I used to manage a law office, and I had an addiction issue and went off the reservation back in 2009, and I ended up with 20 years in federal prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that being a Republican, and I was in the MAX joints, the United States Penitentiaries, and it wasn't easy. And everybody, you know, I sat there and watched them watch CNN every day and drink the Kool-Aid. And you couldn't, all of the TVs were whacked up by racial designation. And even you couldn't get the white guys to watch Fox News even. But I did 12 years when COVID hit, and we were locked down and we were getting bad information. And I was locked in with a real douchebag, just a guy that didn't think straight. So I took 10 sheets of paper and wrote a motion for compassionate release, just an absolute Hail Mary. And the only reason that it was even considered was because of Donald Trump. He did something at the end of 2018 called the First Step Act, where motions like that went back to the judge that sentenced you, and rightfully so, because he was able to.
Yeah. Rick in St. Louis, go.
Yes, how are you doing today? I want to tell you thank you for having the lady you had on, because I've been trying to get answers. I've had two heart attacks. I've had fluid built up in my lungs, and I've had a bleeding problem ever since I got the shots. And I feel like I'm just about ready to go back into the hospital again. I get the same feeling I had before when I had my second heart attack within a 90-day period. And it's just, they need to let people know what really they put in their bodies, because it's ridiculous. And that, I mean, I've had friends tell me that they know people whose kids had soccer scholarships in colleges, forced to get a shot, and they've had major heart attacks. I blame both presidents, both former and now, because Biden should have been able to say, okay, hey, something's going on here. They didn't tell him what's going on either, so they're both caught in that with, like you said, throwing all their government money out, and you can't go back. We should have known when you can't go back and sue somebody for something, don't get it. You know, I'll be 66 years old. I never, ever got any kind of shots, flu shots, anything. This past year, I've got the two shots, the booster shot. I've got the flu shots. This year, I got them all. And I don't think they know what they're putting in our bodies. But
you know, I've got a guy, and I'm not telling people not to take the flu shot, obviously. I don't know anything about it. I've never had it. I've had the flu a couple times, never had the flu shot. But one of the guys I know, he swears the flu shot gives people the flu every year. He swears up and down the flu shot, it's basically just gives people the flu. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to start giving out medical advice. Like, it's one buddy's opinion, right? All right, let's get back to some things here, and we'll get back to the phones a little bit. 877-377-4373. You know, we talk about how the communists live in a world of make-believe all the time. We're always discussing this now. And speaking of which, here's Joy Behar on The View. It's a little long. Hang with me.
But I want to do something, because that has to happen.
But the Republican Party already has said, many of them, that taking those AR-15s off the market is a no starter.
Okay, let me just say this real quick.
I mean, it's all about the guns, all right?
Can I just say this real quick as a gun owner?
Yeah.
There are people in this country that genuinely own guns and just do so for the same reason that we all sit up.
An AR-15?
No, let me tell you. Okay, let me give you a story. There's a man in Connecticut that watched his neighbor have a home invasion and watched their whole family get killed. He built his own AR-15. Because Connecticut won't let you buy them, but you can abide by rules that allow you to build them. And then he has one in his house to protect his family, because he never wants to see that happen again. He is a black man. It's odd. Most AR-15 owners are former military,
okay.
35 plus.
Let me
and
say
married.
One more thing.
So that's all I'm saying,
okay.
Is that they're not
once,
these crazy
once,
people.
Okay. Here's the thing. Once black people get guns in this country, the gun laws will change. Trust me.
And the crowd cheers. Do you know a single person who's worried about black people getting guns in the country? I have said multiple times openly, if we're going to take the cops out of and I'm not talking about rural, out of the urban black neighborhoods, which have been a disaster, which are a disaster, if we're going to take the cops out of there and we're going to turn all the criminals loose in there, I think the least we could do is drop off pallets of AR-15s with ammunition for everybody down there. Watch the gang problem disappear in about 5 seconds. You remember that story? There's a great story about Pancho Villa in Columbus, New Mexico. That's where it was, Columbus, New Mexico. He tried a raid across the border into America. It's one of my favorite stories, and I'm not going to tell the whole thing right now, but he tried a raid across the border into America. And it didn't work out that well. And you know why it didn't work out that well? I will explain in just a brief moment, and then we'll get back to all the rest of this stuff. But let's talk about Dad or Grandpa. Now, granted, you can buy these for the ladies, too, because my wife never takes hers off. But Father's Day cometh, and that right soon, and you don't know what to get your dad. I never know what to get my dad. He's hated everything I've ever bought him. So I only buy him MyPillow stuff now or any other cool gadgets I might find. My slippers are for sale for $90 off. $90 off. We get emails about this thing. People tell you it feels like you're walking in a cloud. And honestly, in my opinion, the best part of them is not that they're comfortable right when you put them on. They have such good support. You can wear them inside and out and wear them all day and your knees don't hurt them, because I'm 40 and not 20 anymore. If I can wear some shoes that don't make my knees hurt, that's a very, very good thing. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse, and that gets you $90 off for dad. And hey, doesn't hurt when they're $90 off to stock up for Christmas, too. Christmas is always around the corner. They're great gift givers. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. You can email those to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'll get to this San Francisco DA thing in the emails in a second, but Michael actually surprisingly had a decent question during the break. He said, you don't think they're going to impeach Chuck Schumer, do you? And just, you know, Chuck Schumer, New York senator. And Chuck Schumer, a couple years ago, Chuck Schumer got up and said this.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to.
Okay, one, man, that voice. Can you even imagine hanging around this person all day?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, Chuck, is what I have to say. That's one, two. Yeah, I'll get to that one in a minute, Chris. But do I think they're going to impeach him? No. Now, they should impeach him. In fact, Republicans should come out today and announce the impending impeachment of Chuck Schumer. Why? Well, remember what they impeached Donald Trump for the second time? They impeached Donald Trump for, quote, inciting the January 6th riot. We have all the video of everything Trump said. He never said anything to incite anything. And that's not a left or right or pro-Trump or whatever opinion. That's just a fact. Trump never said anything to incite that. And they impeached him for it. So, Jesse, why would we do the same thing they do? Isn't that wrong? Listen. We're at war. We should impeach Chuck Schumer for inciting this would-be assassin at Brett Kavanaugh's home, not because it's right or because it's wrong, but because we acknowledge we are at war with these people and they are going to continue to act the way they act without end because we never punch them in the nose for it. We don't just need to do these things. We need to announce we're going to do these things. Are you mad about the January 6th committee idiocy right now? I am. Everyone is, right? Well, Republicans, they spend their time whining about it or the hypocrisy of it, or I can't believe they're doing this. Republicans in Congress, I mean. Why are you doing that? Come together with a joint statement and say the January 6th committee ends tomorrow, or the minute we take back the House, we will begin to subpoena every Democrat staffer on Capitol Hill and the congressman. That's how you make things stop. You want it to stop? That's how you make things stop. The January 6th committee would disappear overnight. You know what the communist is not worried about? The communist is not worried about hypocrisy. Man, he's such a hypocrite. The communist doesn't care about looking like a hypocrite. He's a mass murderer at heart. He really, really doesn't care that he looks like a hypocrite. The communist is, however, worried about you hitting him back. He's very worried about that. Why don't we ever announce our intention to hit him back? Chuck Schumer should be impeached for what he said, not because it's right or because it's wrong, but because we acknowledge from this point forward, the Democrats, if they gain control of the House, they will impeach every single Republican president multiple times from this point forward. From this point forward, they will impeach every Republican president for any little thing. We have to be forward-thinking enough to acknowledge that's what they're going to do and to plan ahead. How do you plan ahead? You further water down the impeachment process so in the future, every single time it gets brought up, everybody just collectively rolls their eyes. Now, they won't. And they won't because the Senate is one gigantic boys club and girls club, to be honest with you. I'll never forget it. Orrin Hatch, God rest his soul, he just died recently, so I don't mean to speak ill of the dead. And I don't know the man. He was supposed to be a great guy, but I'll never forget Ted Kennedy died. And Orrin Hatch spoke at Ted Kennedy's funeral or memorial. He was giving a speech or something like that. And he stood up in front of all these members of Congress and family members and staffers and things like that. And Orrin Hatch told some story he thought was just wonderful about how back in the day, Ted Kennedy got up on the floor of the Senate and he was just blasting away at Orrin Hatch and calling him everything but a nice person. You know, I mean, just name calling and trashing him up and down and up and down and up and down. And Orrin tells the story about how as soon as they got off the Senate floor and the cameras were off, Ted Kennedy came up to him and started laughing and saying, "Hey, how'd I do, Orrin?" They were old buds. And Orrin loved that story. It made me freaking sick. You know why they're not going to impeach Chuck Schumer? Because right now they're all meeting while the cameras are off to laugh about you. Do you genuinely think this human being, Republican Senator John Thune, do you think he's really concerned about you and your rights?
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know, other types of varmints. And so I think that there are legitimate reasons why people would want to have them. And I think the challenge you have already is that there are literally millions of them.
You think behind the scenes that guy is really fighting for you behind closed doors? He's never going to challenge Chuck Schumer. All right. Now, I do have to address this really quickly before I get to emails and back to the cars and stuff like that. Or the cars, the calls and stuff like that. San Francisco, they recalled their DA, Chesa Boudin. They recalled him. Why? He was turning all the criminals loose in San Francisco, and they were beating up a bunch of Asians in San Francisco. And the Asian community, apparently, this is what my sources tell me, the Asian community got tired of getting the snot beat out of them by all the thugs that got turned loose. So they were the ones who did the bulk of the organizing to bring San Francisco back somewhat a little, but it's not going to work. I know I'm supposed to celebrate this today, and you're welcome to put a smile on your face, and yeah, we got rid of this communist scumbag DA. Again, this was something that was organized because people were getting beat up. This didn't happen because they're pooping on the sidewalks in San Francisco. It didn't. The why matters. Remember, we opened up the show talking about the why. Do we understand the why? Are we willing to talk about the real hard truths behind all the things we claim to care about? And oftentimes we're not. We don't want to talk about these things. Look, okay, we got rid of one Soros-funded DA. There's still 74 others in the country right now. I don't think any of them are getting recalled. It's a little win. I hope San Francisco comes back. I've never been there, but I have friends who tell me it's the most beautiful city in the country when it's actually thriving and not full of poop and heroin needles. So I haven't been. I don't really have any plans to go. I've tried to kick the heroin, Chris. But, yeah, I mean, okay, it's fine. It's something. San Francisco isn't back. Let's not count a win when it's not really a win. All right, problems at CNN. I'll get to emails. I'll get to phone calls. Hang on.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We can find. Why don't you come
with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You shouldn't have left the little party things here if you didn't want me to blow on these things, Chris. Look, I see it. I blow it. Chris, I'll get back to my little story about Columbus, New Mexico here in a second before I get to emails and phone calls. But Chris actually dug up during the break that audio of Orrin Hatch at Ted Kennedy's funeral that I was talking about. Again, it's sold as this nice moment. It made my blood boil because it's very revealing of how these people talk about you when the cameras are off.
In committee, on the floor, or even in the press, Teddy would lay into me with the harshest red meat liberal rhetoric you could imagine. But just minutes later, he'd come over and put his arm around me and ask, how'd I do, Orrin?
See? Always sold as this nice moment. Isn't that funny? How we're friends when the cameras are off, but we're enemies in front of everybody? I'm sorry, I don't think that's funny. You're sent there to fight these people for me. Not to be chummy chums. And definitely not to be chummy chums with somebody who murdered a woman. All right. Now, back to my story real quick, because I realized I didn't finish it. Columbus, New Mexico. I mean, they talk about how we don't want black people to have guns. Pancho Villa, he was doing all kinds of raids. This is way back in the day. It's the old Western times, right? And I'm just going to do a little Cliff Notes version of the story. But at some point in time, and these guys, these war parties back then, and they were all over Mexico, because once the Spanish pulled out of Mexico, they just had a heck of a time trying to figure out who was going to run that country, what kind of government it was going to be. And I mean, I guess you could make the argument they're still struggling, but it was a long struggle for a long time. This coup and this general and this and this that. So it was wild. But these war parties were just used to raiding Mexican villages. And you just raid a Mexican village and you take what you want and the food and the ammo and the women and whatever else you want, because you're the war party and you take off. Well, they got a wild hair and they decided they were going to come up and... Now, there are more reasons than this for this, but they decided they were going to come on up and give that a shot in America, baby. And I love this story. They ride into this town, Columbus, New Mexico, start shooting people. And then something unexpectedly happened for old Pancho and the boys, although they're not sure if Pancho was there. Pancho's men were there, but they're not sure if Pancho was there. All of a sudden, everybody had a weapon and everyone was shooting back and they started to die. Weapons hanging out the barbershop windows, weapons hanging out the hotel windows, weapons hanging out the little apartment up the street, weapons hanging out of the houses. Every single American went and got a firearm and started shooting back. And back to Mexico, those boys went as fast as the horses could take them. Don't want black people to have guns. Like I said, drop off pallets of AR-15s with ammunition and watch the crime problem disappear. You remember? Do you remember? You remember that mass shooting at the gun show? Yeah, neither do I. Jesse, you eat Oreos like a weak little communist. Whoa! A true American like myself would take the top off, slather it with peanut butter, put it back together, and then dunk it in milk. I'm sad I'll never eat one again, but I thought I should let you know. What, Chris? All right, a couple of things. One, you remember, we don't eat Oreos anymore. You don't eat Oreos, and I don't eat Oreos, unless you want to go buy the rainbow packets and explain to your son why Oreos have to be gay now. So that's, look, I mean, I guess you could do the two bottoms thing, but just don't bother, all right? That's one. Two, Oreos are glorious, and I do miss them. Chris just brought up buying off-brand. Is there even an off-brand that's any good? Michael's showing me pictures. Of course they're going to make it look at Newman's Own.
Now, Newman's Own might be good. They made good dressings. Newman's Own might be good. They're probably communists, too. Look them up and make sure they're not crazy, too, okay, before we go selling them on the air here. But you know what's really harsh? And this is weird because I'm such a nice person. People email things like this in. You're telling me a genius idea to do with an Oreo after I can't have Oreos anymore. That's not even right. It's not right at all. Brody in Atlanta, that's not right, is it, Brody?
No, it's not at all right. Jesse, garbage. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit disappointed, man.
Why?
I expected the Cobra Bite guy. Yeah, I expected the Cobra Bite guy to come up with a story about the midlife crisis car that you bought, how you bought like a Miata, and you were riding around with your head 8 inches out of the top of it with the top down, having to wear some goggles and stuff. That's what I would have expected.
That doesn't sound like me at all, Brody. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't make up stories like that. Remember the cobra bite when my elbow swelled up and I told everyone I got bit by a cobra? In the elevator, that's right. Nancy in New Jersey, go.
Hi, Jesse. I want your listeners and you to contemplate three things I want to mention. First, you said there was a clause in the warp speed and he got betrayed. And that reminds me of January 6th because Nancy Pelosi betrayed him when she didn't get the 10,000 National Guard.
True.
Second thing I want to say, I read this. You got to check it out. I don't know if it's true, but it said that Bill Gates owns the, patents on the vaccines. Third thing, I want everybody to consider Ron DeSantis president and Trump vice president. Thank you.
No, look, I hear a lot of this, and this is not a stupid idea. I'm not actually being insulting at all. I hear a lot of this Trump DeSantis dream team talk. Listen, there are things that look good on paper that don't work out in real life. Like redheads, we've talked about this before. Donald Trump is a type A alpha male. Ron DeSantis is a type A alpha male. Both of those guys, I don't care how buddy-buddy they're being right now, whatever they're saying, both of those guys feel like they deserve to have the Oval Office. Both of them do. I don't know whether they're both going to run. I don't know whether either of them are going to run. But I promise you one thing. They're not, and I stress this, not going to be on the same ticket as vice president. Donald Trump ain't going to be anybody's vice president after being president. And to be frank, and I don't know this. I want to stress this. I don't know Ron DeSantis. Right? I don't know him, so I'm not giving you inside information here. I suspect Ron DeSantis is not going to be Donald Trump's vice president either. Those guys are going to fight. I've always believed this. I think they should fight. I think it's a good thing. But whether or not I want them to or not, they're going to fight. They're going to do that thing politicians all do where they're friends for so long. No, we get along. No, we get along. But then, one, they both want the chair. Two, the media is going to start poking at him and poking at him and poking at him. And really what they're going to do is they're going to do this to Trump because Trump gets goaded into this stuff by the media all the time. They're going to start asking him every interview. Yeah, but what about DeSantis? Hey, did you see where DeSantis is pulling? What about DeSantis? How many times did they have to ask Donald Trump that before he snaps and says something that's going to set Ron DeSantis off? And then it's on. This is how this stuff works every time. We don't want it to work that way, or I should say you don't. I want him to fight. But that's how it ends up working every single time. Don, in Long Island, I'm told you have crucial information.
You're there, Jess?
Don, you may have good information, but your phone sucks. Get it fixed, because I need to know what you had to say. Johnny in Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I'd like to just make a statement about responsibility. You were a squad leader of a mortar squad, and if you sent the round up, and in the interim, the lieutenant replaced you with another E-5, and that round landed two grids off and killed five friendlies and became a green-on-green situation, who would be responsible?
Me.
Donald Trump was right there in the midst of everything that happened to bring us this COVID shot, which he then pushed. And then Biden took over, and then he was shooting more rounds into the section where the friendlies were, so Trump has to bear quite a bit of the responsibility for our vaccine issue.
Okay. There are a lot of people who feel that way. All right. You know what? I'm up against the break here. We can tackle that, and I'll get to the rest of these calls here in just a second. All right. All right. Now, we haven't talked about the economy in a couple nights, and I'll be frank with you. That's been on purpose. It's all bad news. It's all bad news. It continues to be bad news, and everything in the future is bad news. And I don't know what you want me to say. Hey, the economy sucks. It's going to keep sucking, and that sucks. I mean, what am I supposed to say? But I've probably been neglectful, because the truth is, in the same way, you should be buying ammunition right now. You should be buying food. You should be buying things that will allow you to keep clean water. You should have gold now. And I don't mean tomorrow or next week. You need to have gold now. This crash that they're predicting, it might happen at midnight tonight. There's no guarantees. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold. They'll deliver you physical gold, gold right to your front door. That has to be part of your preparation going forward. And look, the good news is, if you don't end up needing it, no one's ever looked at their gold stash and thought, oh, this sucks, I have gold. It always is going to have value, but protect yourself. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell them Jesse told you to call. They'll take good care of you, I promise. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So it turns out the House did pass some insane gun bill. I don't give it any shot of getting through the Senate, but the House did pass an insane gun bill. I can't figure out how many Republicans voted for it. It's between 8 and 10. I keep getting different bits of information, which probably means it was kind of two different bills. But guess who one of the Republicans is that voted for it? Surprise, surprise, our very own Congresswoman Maria Salazar.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
What a shock that brain dead idiot would be talked into voting to take away your rights. Look, hey, again, we get what we vote for, right? We get what we vote for. Surely we can do better than that. All right. Felicia, I am told that you want to sing. Now, that is the most unusual request we have ever had. I, of course, am all in on that. What are you going to sing exactly?
The prayer, a short version, because I only have a little bit of time to let everyone else speak.
Go.
You ready? I pray we find your light and keep it in our hearts. When stars go out at night, remind us where you are. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved. That's a covering for everyone who has taken the vaccine and even those who have not. Thank you so much.
That was beautiful. That was friggin' beautiful. All right. I'm taken aback by how daggone good that was. That was wonderful. All right. I've decided instead of a headlines roundup tonight, we're going to do a little soundbite roundup, because I have a bunch to say about a bunch of different things and I didn't get to a lot of it. So
what I'm trying to say to you is that the economy is in a better place than it has been historically. And so we feel here at this administration and other experts as well, is that we feel that we are in a good position to take on inflation.
Yeah. Again, I find it to be a very interesting political strategy to tell people how well they have it.
In my state, they use them to shoot prairie dogs and, you know.
Yeah, we don't need to hear John Thune's uselessness again. All you need to know is buy an AR-15, buy a lot of rounds, never make an excuse for having it, and sit down with your Mantis X system and practice with it inside of your home. Practice, 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 practice. It's all about practice. Mantis X, as you can tell, I love this thing because it allows me to practice without inconvenience. And I know that's a terrible way to put it. I don't always have time or the motivation to drive to the range, and I really don't have the motivation to spend the money on ammo. Mantis X attaches right to my weapon in the comfort of my home, and it allows me to practice, dry fire practice, and get better. I'm so much better than I was already. Get a Mantis X system. It's what the Special Forces guys use. The Marine Corps, the Marines in boot camp, Paris Island, go there right now. You'll see them using the Mantis X system. Get a Mantis X for yourself. Or hey, Father's Day is coming. You think Dad might enjoy that? Maybe? MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. All right, we continue. This is from a Trump rally in Wyoming.
Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, and Representative Jim Jordan.
Hello, Wyoming. I'm Kevin McCarthy, and I'm the Republican leader of the United States House of Representatives. I'm from Bakersfield, California, and many of the challenges...
I don't know what would possess Trump to announce that, and Trump endorsed him. And I realize there are political games he has to play, whatnot. I don't think I would have announced that in Wyoming, which is blood red. But, I mean, you heard how I went over. Again, I am concerned about getting too out of touch with the base. That's a big problem. If you think the base out there are Kevin McCarthy fans, you've got another thing coming.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Impeach Senator Chuck Schumer for that, because they're going to continue to impeach you, and we have to level this playing field. If that means getting down in the mud with them, then we get down in the mud with them.
The Justice Department, DHS, saying it's no better today, the environment, particularly as it relates to elections, violence around elections like you witnessed yourself on January 6th, no better today than it was prior to January 6th. I wonder, for folks watching at home now, should they be concerned that these midterms coming up might be marred by violence?
We all should be concerned about the midterms being harmed, and all public officials should be concerned about their own safety, I fear. Jonathan Martin, our friend who wrote This Shall Not Pass, makes that clear in his book, that this is something that is a continuing part of American government, American politics. The big lie continues, the fealty to Trump continues, and the encouragement.
Here's a reminder that communists, street communists, have murdered people in city after city after city after city. They've murdered and assaulted people on the right for a solid 4 or 5 years now, if not longer. And yet they have managed to construct a national narrative that somehow the right is violent and they're all in serious danger at all times. It just never, ever, ever ends.
I mean, it's easy in American discourse to talk simplistically about the far left and the far right as two equally dangerous fringe blocks. Elon Musk has done it plenty of times just in the past week. But here's the difference. America's far left wants to give us free healthcare and free childcare. America's far right wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy.
Funny how that works, right? The far left, look at these far left guys. They just want to do what's right. And then there's these Nazi white supremacists, dirty.
Capitol Police are warning the far right is calling for violence against a religious group planning to rally for abortion rights.
Yeah, I could go to Leonardo in New Jersey right now. I just don't have time talking about the Pro-Life Center in New Jersey that was just firebombed. Pro-Life Center in Wisconsin was just firebombed. Pro-Life Center in Buffalo was just firebombed. Pro-Life Center in Oregon was just firebombed. Pro-abortion groups are firebombing pro-life centers across the United States of America. And these people want to convince you that there's some dirty, angry pro-lifers out there that are just around the corner ready to kill you. What is my sky is green theory? They prove it every single day. We'll be back tomorrow to have more fun. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can go, if you missed any part of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We interviewed a real-life Dr. Naomi Wolf today. We had a whole bunch of fun, took some calls, even had a beautiful prayer song, which you missed, Chris. Maybe you people aren't into that. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.